More than 180,000 people have died from coronavirus complications in the United States, and so many loved ones have yet to hold services. Well, the city of Detroit has stepped in to provide a public memorial. This week, they're honoring more than 1,500 people who died with life-size photos staked around Belle Isle, a 900-acre island park that allows mourners to drive past each portrait to pay their respects. Joining us now is Erica Maria. Her grandmother is among those being honored. And Erica, welcome and our condolences to you.
Thank you so much.
Erica, the images of this memorial are so moving. What was it like to experience this outpouring of support and driving up to this life-size visual of your grandmother?
The first time we saw it, it just took our breath away. On the day of the official memorial service, they treated us with so much care and respect. You know, they treated all of us, all of the families, as if it was their own.
The city of Detroit teamed up with the radio station WRCJ to stream music and programming for families to listen in their cars while they drove in processions through the memorial photo display. Here's host Dave Wagner sharing some of the remembrances on air.
The Harp family, Joanna, said Mr. Robert Reese was married to Mrs. Lucinda Reese for just over 50 glorious years, and he was a loving father to three daughters, Tracy Mason, Sheila Reese Tatum, and Felicia Reese Wallace. Rob was the backbone of his family and sorely missed.
There were 14 consecutive processions on Monday. Erica, tell us more about your grandmother, Frances Basil. She was 82 years old. She died in a nursing home. What happened?
She didn't deserve it. She didn't deserve to die alone. She got sick at the nursing home. She went to the nursing home for rehab to learn how to walk again. And she was doing better. She was taking steps, and we were confident that my grandmother would be coming home really soon. And then the stay home order came into place, and we were like, what? So what does this mean? My grandmother is regarded as a community mother. My grandmother raised her own children and then adopted another set of children. And I don't know many people who would not have wanted to be able to come and attend a service for her.
This provided a little bit of that. You know, Erica, Belle Isle holds an especially important place in many Detroiters' hearts. It's where the city gathers
yes.
for family reunions and barbecues. There's the giant slide.
Yes.
Do you have any memories of your grandmother at that park?
Most definitely. Oh, my goodness. One of her best friends, Miss Mildred, she's gone on now too. They would pile all of us in the vans and the station wagons. We would listen to Martha Jean the Queen.
Yeah.
And we would ride down to Belle Isle for the fireworks. They would do picnics. They would do, I mean, all type of different things.
It's why Belle Isle is so important to so many people in Detroit, and this memorial is especially poignant being there. You know, people often say there are 6 degrees of separation of people who live in Detroit. How was it to see all of the other faces at this memorial at Belle Isle? Did it give you a sense of being able to grab the loss in a different way by seeing all of these photos together?
It's two different ways of grasping that loss, honestly. And so I've lost a lot of friends due to COVID, a lot of friends. And I didn't even realize how many until I rolled through and
yeah.
saw the actual, all of the signs. I was like, oh my, I was shocked that some people I didn't even know had succumbed to the virus. So that was disheartening for me. It was wild. It was mind blowing. But at the same time, it kind of made us feel like we were all one, because it was like the people who were near my grandmother while we were out there and they were at their loved one's picture. We just kind of expressed like an unspoken, you know, word through our eyes While they were putting balloons by their loved one, we were putting balloons by our grandmother. It was like, okay, we love you. You guys be safe. Y'all stay safe. You know, when we were pulling off, everybody exchanged the same type of love. It was like a bigger extension of your family now. Mm-hmm. You know, it felt like we had something that bonded us.
Mm. Erica Maria lost her grandmother, Frances Basil, to COVID-19. She spoke with us about a memorial celebrating her grandmother's life and the lives of all of those who died of coronavirus in the Detroit area. The memorial will be up for the public to view through the end of today. Erica, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And you're listening to a song played at the memorial called The Lark Ascending by Rafe Vaughn Williams.